Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 14th of December 2024. Today's topic is Mene, Mena, Tekel, Apostle. Our text today is taken from Daniel chapter 5 verses 1 through 6, verses 11, 12, 17, and 25 through 28. Belshazzar the king made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, and drank wine before the 1,000. Verse 2. Belshazzar, whilst he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and silver vessels which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem. That the king, and his princes, his wives, and his concubines, might drink therein. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem. And the king, and his princes, his wives, and his concubines, drank in them. They drank wine, and praised the gods of gold, and of silver, of brass, of iron, of wood, and of stone. In the same hour came forth fingers of a man's hand, and wrote over against the candlestick upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace. And the king saw the part of the hand that wrote. Verse 6. Then the king's countenance was changed, and his thoughts troubled him, so that the joints of his loins were loosed, and his knees smote one against another. Verse 11. There is a man in thy kingdom, in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And in the days of thy father light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. Whom the king Nebuchadnezzar thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made master of the magicians, astrologers, Chaldeans, and soothsayers. Forasmuch as an excellent spirit, and knowledge, and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and shewing of hard sentences, and dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation. Verse 17. Then Daniel answered and said before the king, Let thy gifts be to thyself, and give thy rewards to another. Yet I will read the writing unto the king, and make known to him the interpretation. Verse 25. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Apostle. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mean. God hath numbered thy kingdom, and finished it. Tekel. Thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting. Verse 28. Perez. Thy kingdom is divided, and given to the Medes and Persians. Key verse. Daniel chapter 5 verse 25. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Apostle. King Belshazzar purposely made fun of the true God by drinking from the Lord's sacred vessels in honor of the pagan gods of Babylon. Belshazzar and his officers dishonored the one true God and brought final judgment upon themselves. While they were drinking and having fun, a strange hand appeared and wrote the message of judgment on the wall. Mene numbered, Tekel, weighed, Apostle/Perez, divided. Daniel gave him the interpretation showing that God had numbered the days of Belshazzar's kingdom and fixed the time when it would collapse. He has weighed Belshazzar and found him to be a failure. The kingdom would be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. That very night, Belshazzar was killed and his reign and kingdom came to an end. Today, many people are still behaving like Belshazzar. They are not afraid to use the name of God in a playful manner. Some even go as far as using the word of God or songs dedicated for worship to do comedy. Beware, do not join the company of those that do this kind of evil. Don't take interest in such comedians and jokers so that you will not partake of their sudden judgment. Prayer for today. Help me, Lord, to stand for the truth at all times. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Hebrews chapter 10 verse 31. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.